My guest at this time is Mark Krikorian, Executive Director at the Center for Immigration Studies. He joins us today to react to Donald Trump seeming to abandon his call for the deportation of all illegal immigrants from the United States. Now Trump is very seriously considering a shift that would call for deporting the criminal illegals, but the so-called terrific ones could go through a process that would allow them to stay, but not eventually become citizens, a position Trump labeled as amnesty during the primary season. And Mark, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
This move had essentially been telegraphed, and we should point out that Trump said later in this discussion with Sean Hannity that he hasn't formulated a final position on all of this yet. But during the conversation that aired on Wednesday night, Trump said a number of things that seems to suggest that he's heading in that direction. Here's a couple quick clips.
And I've had very strong people come up to me, really great, great people come up to me, and they've said, Mr. Trump, I love you. But to take a person that's been here for 15 or 20 years and throw them and the family out, it's so tough, Mr. Trump. I mean, I have it all the time. I mean, go a step further. They'll pay back taxes. They have to pay taxes. There's no amnesty as such. There's no amnesty.
Right.
So, Mark, other than not allowing a pathway to citizenship, at least for the moment, how is Trump's new approach to the illegals currently in this country different than the Gang of Eight?
Not that much, quite honestly. I mean, the Gang of Eight obviously was much more sort of detailed with a lot more explicit, whereas Trump is just talking off the top of his head. But really, he is kind of now the unofficial ninth member of the Gang of Eight. You kind of got to wonder when Jeb was watching this on TV, he probably spit out his drink and started yelling, that's my immigration plan. The very fact that he was using phrases like it's not really an amnesty, or it's not an amnesty as such, and they'll pay back taxes. Those are buzzwords of the pro-amnesty people. Every politician who says he's pushing an amnesty says it's not really an amnesty. The fact he was going to have to walk back his ridiculous comments about deporting all the illegals. There was no question. That's not no restrictionist, immigration restrictionist has ever called for that. That's just something that was sort of a gut reaction of his. That was Archie Bunker yelling at the television. But walking it back means, you know, that was my gut reaction, folks, because it's so bad. But on further reflection, we've really sort of, you know, we realize that's not the way it actually works. So what we're going to do is instead follow these steps that are already on my website and have been for 6 months, his immigration platform. And what that will do is shrink the illegal population, and then we'll take another look once we really have reestablished control. That is the way you walk it back. Not we're going to let people stay who aren't criminals when they pay, as long as they pay back taxes. Sorry, that's Marco Rubio. I mean, I'm not sure what the difference is there.
Mark, a lot of folks will see this and maybe look at the gut reaction even before they look at what he just did in the past couple of days here and say this is another example of Trump early on in the campaign articulating what he thinks conservatives think about issues, kind of like when he was talking to Chris Matthews and thought that conservatives wanted to punish women who had abortions.
Right.
What does this tell us about what Trump knows from a conservative perspective, and I guess particularly on this issue?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good point. Romney had the same trouble, you know, where he said he was severely conservative. I mean,
right.
Conservative was a foreign language for Romney, and conservative is a foreign language for Trump as well. And so, you know, in the primaries, he figured, okay, we're going to do really red meat. And I'm not even saying he was lying. I mean, his gut reaction probably was, you know, we really got to do something. This is this messed up system. We got to fix it. But, you know, once he won the primary, then he starts talking to other people. For instance, over the weekend, he met with his Hispanic Advisory Council, which is something every campaign does. Good for him. They're all Bush people. They were all for the amnesty in this Gang of Eight, and they were all for the earlier Bush amnesty. And so presumably, you know, with this meeting, people were saying, well, you know, Donald, it's not really an amnesty if you don't give them citizenship and make them pay back taxes. And he probably figured, oh, yeah, you know, that sounds good. I mean, I'll use that. The guy has been running on immigration for a year, and he still doesn't have kind of the three-bullet-point summary that you need to be able to articulate if you're running for office on, you know, on your signature issue. You need to know something about your signature issue. He doesn't. Nothing.
We're talking with Mark Krikorian, Executive Director at the Center for Immigration Studies. And Mark, some people are theorizing that perhaps some internal polling showed Trump that this was not a winning issue for him, particularly perhaps among Latinos. Who knows? If it's internal polling, we don't see it. But the fact that Trump, after everything he said on this issue, is now taking this tack less than 3 months before Election Day, is it an indication that opposing legalization is not a winning political position?
No, I have no idea if they've done it. I assume they've done internal polling on this. What the polling would likely show is that saying you're going to deport all 12 million illegal aliens in 2 years with deportation squads, or whatever term he used, that doesn't poll well. Yeah, you bet it doesn't. That's why no one in the restrictionist movement has ever suggested anything like that. But the problem is, what conclusion do they draw, if this is what they did, from these results that mass deportation is unpopular, and in fact it's just a bad idea as a policy matter as well? Well, what they did is they made the same assumption that Republican politicians always make, or even Democrats, that there's only two options: either deport them all with deportation squads or amnesty. And it is not a binary choice. The actual choice that Trump's own immigration platform laid out was consistent enforcement of the law, use new tools to help at the work site and track visa holders so that the illegal population shrinks over a period of time. Then when you reestablish control, you can have a discussion about what do we do about the people who are left here. That is the way you back away from his off-the-top-of-his-head, Archie Bunker-ish statements about deporting everybody, not to just channel Jeb Bush.
Mark, you're also not letting Hillary Clinton off the hook. I noticed the Center for Immigration Studies released a list of important and tough questions for Hillary Clinton today about where she stands on border security and the power of the executive to make decisions on immigration, especially in the wake of what President Obama did in late 2014. So talk a little bit about that and how you still think these two candidates stack up against each other.
Hillary Clinton has put forth the most radical immigration proposal of any candidate in America, a major candidate in American history. She has said on TV, knew what she was saying, that no one would ever be deported from the United States unless they were convicted of a violent felony. All those three things had to be in there: conviction of a felony that's violent, not forgery or identity theft, which are not violent, but conviction of every other illegal immigrant who tomorrow, not the ones today, tomorrow, who sneaks into the country or who lies to our State Department about when he gets his visa and just stays instead of leaving. The 1,000 new illegal aliens settling in the U.S. every day, that every one of them will be able to stay as long as they're not convicted of a violent felony. That is basically the whole of Hillary's immigration plan, because she doesn't have anything else other than amnesty. I mean, she wants to amnesty everybody who's here, too. That is, that is radical. And frankly, Trump does look pretty good compared to that. My point is not that they're the same or that Trump is worse. Hillary is unbelievably worse on immigration. And, it's to the level of I would submit, irresponsibility and dereliction of duty.
Mark?
We're going to wish Obama was back if Hillary ends up being elected and running the immigration system.
That is quite a statement. Mark, we thank you very much for your time today. I know it's a busy day. Appreciate you being with us.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Mark Krikorian is Executive Director at the Center for Immigration Studies. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.